Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Get ready, virtual reality fans. Google's Daydream View headset is poised to make things a little more fun and easy. How a little control goes a long way.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And big strides in the smartphone VR world. Google is making a splash via its smartphone-powered virtual reality headset, coupled with a very simple concept, a controller for games. And if you have yet to dive into the virtual reality world, this might be an efficient, cost-effective way to dip your toes into that pool. Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. He has the review and joins us right now. So, Nathan, people are saying that there are more top-of-the-line VR experiences to be had, but for a smartphone-powered headset, this is the best you're going to get. Would you say that's pretty accurate?
Oh, yeah, totally. I've been using Daydream View for about a week and a half now, and it is far and away the best mobile VR experience that I've found, and there are a lot of reasons for that. It's more comfortable, it offers better controls, it's more affordable, and right now it only works with two phones, the Google Pixel and Pixel XL, but in the future, the promise is that it will work with flagship phones from a lot of the top Android smartphone makers, Samsung, HTC, Huawei, LG, Xiaomi, ZTE, and other names.
But not iPhone, oddly enough, right?
No, this is definitely just for Androids. Google has a really great VR option called Cardboard, and those are headsets that are literally made of cardboard that you can get for $5 to $15 on the internet, really cheap and inexpensive. And a lot of times you can even find them for free, you know, whether it's like a sporting event or from your local newspaper with a subscription and all sorts of cool stuff. Those headsets work with the iPhone. Daydream View does not. This is really Google kind of putting its stake down in VR and saying we want to build out a VR ecosystem, and they have apps that are specific to Android, a really cool controller, which is my favorite part of the situation they got here, and a bit of an operating system to use once you're in it, and iPhone is totally left out here.
So in terms of the apps that you can use with it, what did you like, what didn't you like among that?
Yeah, well, right now, I only got to try maybe about 10 or 12 apps, and Google says there will be about 50 before the end of the year that are built to work with this Daydream headset and the controller. So that's, you know, pretty promising for an early start. Something that just began. There's a lot of good stuff. There were a couple duds in what I tested. There's a YouTube VR app, which is great. You can see 360-degree videos, and there's lots of cool stuff to see there. There's also an app from Google called Arts and Culture, and you're basically touring museums and looking at fine art pieces, which
is cool.
Really fun. Yeah, Google Street View has an app, and you can actually go to landmarks all over the world and see things in 360 degrees, and that's pretty cool too. And there are a couple games. There was one called Wonderglade, which is basically like a little theme park, and you have mini games. I played mini golf. There was another game where you have a hose, and you're trying to put out burning buildings. It's kind of like the sort of thing you'd see in a carnival, where it's not a real fire hose and
right.
Not a real burning building, but it's that kind of idea.
That's cool.
And then there's a game called Mechorama, which is essentially a little 3D puzzles that you spin around, and you have a little robot, and you move the robot through the puzzle to get through. There's going to be racing games. There's a sci-fi shooter called Gunjack. There's a fantasy game called Hunter's Gate. There's lots of stuff that's coming in, and there's actually news apps too. The Wall Street Journal, The Guardian, and The New York Times all have apps that are compatible. So it's off to a pretty good start.
Right, and you mentioned the controller. That seems to be the key here, the game changer. Can you walk us through the strides this controller makes in the interactive experience?
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, basically, Daydream View is a headset and a controller. That's the best way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's $80, and the headset itself is soft and pliable and made of cloth. And if you open up this flap that covers two lenses, inside of the headset, this flap that holds your phone, you'll see a little elastic strap that's holding a controller there. And that controller is about the size of a Twinkie cut in half. And up top, there's a little circular touch panel. And any characters you have in games or menus you want to swipe through, you can use this touch panel to do so. Kind of like the trackpad that you find on a laptop, but just with your thumb. And below that, there are two buttons. There's what's called an action button, which basically is a button for whatever app you're using at the time. And then below that, there's a home button. So if you're in an app or a game and you want to get back to the main screen of your operating system and do something different, you press that button and it'll take you back.
Gotcha.
And then on the side, there's a volume rocker to turn things up or down. And that works out really well because there are speakers built into the Pixel and Pixel XL phones that aren't bad. But if you're on a plane or something like that and you want to use this VR headset, headphones are definitely the way to go.
Gotcha. So you can see the ease of use is really intact here. Because one of the biggest challenges for VR are all the wires and you know, the tripping and the cords. That seems like a non-issue here.
Yeah. You know, the precision that you're going to find on controllers for big expensive headsets like Oculus Rift, HTC Vive, Sony's PlayStation virtual reality system are way better. And those systems are literally hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
Right.
So they're a lot more expensive.
Right.
But they also require you having these cables running out of the back of your head, plugging into a PlayStation or into a PC and you know, basically big expensive computers. This uses just your phone, and there's literally no other cables to go around. So it's essentially goggles strapped to your head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the easiest way to get into virtual reality. The advice that I'm giving people is if you've never tried virtual reality before, you're not sure if you like it or not, go get one of those cardboard headsets that's, you know, free, if not, you know, you got to pay for it. At most, it can be $15. Try it out and see if you like it. And if you do, then spend the $80 and get something like Daydream View or Samsung's Gear VR, which is $100 and only works with Samsung's Galaxy and Note phones. That's the next step up. And if you really love that stuff and you're just using it all the time, you know, then go ahead and try out the more expensive VR options. That's kind of the way to go about it, I think, because you don't really want to spend this money if it's something that makes you nauseous or if it's something you're just not interested in. And right now, it's still so early on that spending money for something that you don't like just really doesn't make sense.
Yeah, seems like a good game plan. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.